Hi, I'm Christian Brindle, and welcome to the Everything Medicare Podcast. What are some things that Medicare doesn't cover? These are questions that we get all of the time in our organization. Hi, my name is Christian Brindle. I'm a licensed insurance agent. I'm the owner and the founder of Christian Brindle Insurance Services, also known as Everything Senior Insurance. In this video, I'm going to go over six things that Medicare does not cover that you need to be aware of if you're going to be getting onto Medicare anytime soon, or maybe a loved one is going to be getting on Medicare soon, okay? Number one on our list is dental care. Yes, it's true. Medicare does not cover your trip to the dentist. They're not going to cover your annual cleanings, your physicals, your exams. When you get your teeth cleaned, they're not going to cover a filling cost. They're not going to cover a root canal. They're not going to cover an implant, a bridge, and a crown, etc. What Medicare will cover is what's known as Medicare-covered dental services. Now, this is sometimes easy to misinterpret what this means when you're first looking at this, and you might think, oh, well, there's some situations where Medicare covers dental. Really, what Medicare-covered dental services are is, let's say, if you get in a medical accident of some kind and you have a medical problem, like let's say, you know, you get your teeth knocked out in a car accident, that would be an example of a Medicare-covered dental service. So it's something medically going on, let's say, like, you know, you got shot in the mouth, let's say, or something like that by a gun. Let's say someone, you went out target practicing with somebody and somebody missed and they accidentally got you in the jaw or something like that. That would be a medical necessity that Medicare would cover, but they're not going to cover anything that has to do with crowns, bridges, root canals, anything that has to do with sick teeth. So remember this, Medicare covers medical problems with your teeth, like injuries. They're not going to cover sick teeth, like fillings, crowns, etc. Number two of items that Medicare doesn't cover of our six is glasses. Yes, it's true. Medicare will not pay for a pair of glasses. Now, there are some scenarios where Medicare will cover a pair of glasses. Like, let's say you just got cataract surgery and you need a special type of glasses after your cataract surgery. In some situations, Medicare can pay for that. But outside of that, Medicare does not provide any coverage on a pair of glasses, contact lenses, any of the above. So Medicare is really the best way to think about it is it's black and white medical coverage. So Medicare doesn't provide coverage for glasses in and of itself because it's considered vision, and Medicare doesn't cover much of anything with vision when you get on to Medicare. Number three, hearing aids. Medicare does not cover a thing when it comes to hearing aids because it is not medical coverage, right? The best way to think about Medicare is it covers items like doctor's appointments, surgeries, hospital stays, emergency room visits, infusions, ambulances, things like that, but it's not going to pay for anything like dental, vision, or hearing. And hearing aids is going to be our number three thing on this list, okay? Hearing aids can cost thousands of dollars in some situations, depending on what type of hearing aid you get and where you actually get them from. Medicare is not going to help you out with that item. Number four, this is the most shocking thing when I talk to people that are getting onto Medicare, for them to find out that Medicare will not provide them coverage on. And that is a physical, an annual physical, okay? So most of us are used to going to our doctors, our primary care physicians, our family doctors, and getting an annual physical, also known as a checkup. And a real physical, by definition, is something where the doctor examines you, takes a look at you, but also they'll take blood sometimes, they'll take urine, they'll run tests to make sure that you're healthy internally. Medicare does not pay for that. Now, Medicare will pay for your what's known as a welcome to Medicare physical in your first 12 months of being on Medicare. After that, they'll never pay for one again. Why? Because Medicare deems it to be medically unnecessary, which is crazy. Medicare is one of the only types of insurance that you'll find that will not pay for this type of procedure, right? A physical. Now, they will pay for something that's known as a wellness visit, a Medicare annual wellness exam, which is essentially like a poor man's physical. They don't check blood, they don't check urine, anything like that. It's just a swift look over by your doctor. So Medicare does not pay for an annual physical. Number five, prescription drugs. Medicare does not pay for prescription drug coverage that you get at your local pharmacy. Think about CVS, Walgreens, Costco, Walmart, any of these places that you pick up a prescription. You'll fill a prescription at your pharmacy, you'll take it home, and you'll take it on your own. Medicare is not going to pay for that. Now, Medicare will pay for what's known as Part B, as in boy drugs, which is high expensive injectables, infusions that they get administered in a doctor's office or a hospital or some kind of provider's office, right? So chemotherapy falls into this. Radiation falls into this. Dialysis can sometimes fall into this. Infusions can fall into this. Medicare will help pay for those items, usually at 80%, and then leave an additional 20% behind for you to pay if you just had original Medicare and nothing more. But when it comes to actual prescription drugs that you fill at the pharmacy and take on your own, Medicare is not going to help you at all. You'll need some type of prescription drug coverage, and in the Medicare world, that's known as Medicare Part D. Last but not least, number six, long-term care. It's true, Medicare does not cover long-term care at all, right? And long-term care can best be defined as you are living in an assisted living facility, a nursing home, something like that. Long-term care could also be defined as custodial care. Now, what is custodial care? Custodial care is where you have somebody come and help you go to the bathroom, bathe, cook, get dressed, and they help you with the activities of day-to-day life. Medicare does not cover that. Medicare will, however, pay for something that's known as home health care in certain situations. Home health care is when a medical provider, a nurse usually, will come to your home and help you with taking your blood pressure, doing medical checks at your home. But it's not them helping you with day-to-day activities, and that's where it falls into custodial care. So Medicare does not cover long-term care. To get that type of coverage, you'll need a long-term care insurance plan, or if you don't have the budget for that, because they can be kind of pricey and kind of expensive, you'll need what's known as a short-term care plan, which is a lot more affordable. It can pay for your costs in some situations up to a year in a long-term care facility like an assisted living facility or something along those lines. One of the most shocking things for you to learn that Medicare does not cover. Now, it doesn't mean that if you're on Medicare, you can't get these items covered. It's just saying that if you pick up original Medicare, Parts A and B, original Medicare, that these items aren't gonna be covered alone. You're gonna need some kind of plan, a Medicare Advantage plan, a Medicare supplement plan with a drug plan added on to cover a lot of these items. And if you go with a Medicare supplement, for example, it won't still pay for dental, vision, and hearing in most cases. It still won't pay for long-term care. So you have to add on additional plans and coverage and pair it with your Medicare to get all of these items covered, okay? For example, like the physical. Medicare Advantage plans will cover a physical, even though original Medicare won't, right? So you just have to have additional plans added on to your Medicare to get these items covered. It doesn't mean it's impossible, but it's important for you to know that if you don't take the steps and add on additional policies to your Medicare, that these items will not be covered with just Medicare alone. So make sure to comment on this video. Give us your thoughts. Give us your feedback. What do you feel like Medicare doesn't cover that they really should? What is the most important thing that should be added to the Medicare coverage system with original Medicare on its own? If you found this video helpful, insightful, educational, do us a favor and like the video. It helps so many people find us that may have not found us otherwise. We definitely appreciate your support. Subscribe. We put out consistent videos and information that help you out understanding your Medicare options. And without further ado, everybody, thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. I'm Christian Brindle. Reach out to our office in Utah. We are licensed in over 45 states. We can help you out with your Medicare needs. All of our information is actually in the description of this video. And until next time, thanks so much for watching. Happy Medicaring, everybody.